This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Eric Bickle, running the three-man show. Bish Bucks should be back on Friday from his vacay in Florida. It's funny, he went to Florida. Most people go to Florida to escape the cold weather, but this week is silly. Mr. Weather Guy is missing out on the great days.
It's actually nice here.
A little bit later in the show, we got Michael Phillips. We will talk Commanders with him. Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel, 845. And it's a game show Wednesday. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to The Offspring at Jiffy Lube Live and a show of your choice at Wolf Trap this summer. So earlier we talked a little bit about the Commanders' additions, subtractions on defense. Put it up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the poll of the day is, has the defense gotten better? 800-636-1067. I voted no in the poll. I don't think it's gotten better. You could make an argument that it's a wash. I kind of feel like Cakes, who said earlier in the show, it's gotten slightly worse. If you're a Commanders fan, are you worried about this defense? 800-636-1067. Want to hear from some Commanders fans, because maybe you're expecting them to make some more dramatic moves. Pick up a Milton Williams. Pick up a Josh Sweat.
Well, I think
they didn't do that.
I think their big move on defense is obviously signing Kinlaw and giving him 3 years and like $15 million per.
But some
That's
people,
the big move.
We had Nikki Javala come on and make her bold prediction that they were going to trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
And I guess you still could, but maybe this is what they're going to do because they gave Debo, or they signed Debo. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to pay him a lot. They trade for the offensive tackle that we all hoped that they would add. Kind of surprising that it was Laremy Tunsil, but they're going to have to pay him a lot of money. So maybe this is it. They're going to run it back. Do you like that?
Oh, they're not going to run the defense back. They're
gonna... basically what they're doing so far.
We're 2 days into free agency. It's comical that you think that that you would make the statement that they're just going to run it back with the same defense.
The bulk
The
bulk of the big names are off the board. Of course, they're going to, you know, sign guys, but the impact players are pretty much off the board.
Understood. They still have a draft where I presume.
Okay, but at this moment, are they better?
I think it's a wash.
Because I think offensively, they're better.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a wash. I'm being completely honest with you. I honestly do. They wouldn't have given Kinlaw the money they gave him if they didn't think he was going to be a fairly big contributor to this defense. They think he's going to be a fairly big contributor.
It seems like a bit of a gamble by Peters to give him a deal of that size, but maybe it's not because the salary cap's just gone up by such it's a high amount. Maybe that's just the going rate for a pretty good interior defensive lineman.
Let's see it.
But it's less than Jonathan Allen.
Right.
Like, that's the way I look at it. They, you know, for whatever reason, they decided to move on from Jonathan Allen. He had 1 year left on his deal here. Would have cost them 17 million for salary cap space. This guy's going to cost 15 million.
Right.
Now, the production hasn't been as good. There's nobody on the planet that can tell me that Javon Kinlaw has been a better NFL player than Jonathan Allen.
No, nobody would tell you that.
He's younger, he's bigger, and he's cheaper.
Right.
I'll give you that.
That gives them flexibility.
Does that make you better?
It could, because it gives you more financial flexibility to maybe plug in, spend a few million more. Okay, maybe they're not going to get a Trey Hendrickson or a Myles Garrett, but they might get a Frankie Louvu, an under-the-radar guy, or like a Zach Ertz or somebody that they believe in that can, at a discount, help the team.
What we're not taking into account is
I just think they've earned it.
Maybe Johnny Newton in year two makes that step.
Well, I definitely think that they're expecting him to
improve. He's definitely more in their plans, because that's part of the reason why I think they're comfortable in letting Jonathan Allen go and releasing him.
Definitely.
Because they want to see more of Newton and give him more playing time.
But we're literally 48 hours in. It was today Wednesday? We're 48 hours in, and we're saying that the defense is that they're going to run it back with the same losers. I don't think so. I think
it's mostly going to be that. That's mostly going to be the case, CB.
I don't think it will be when it's all said and done. I think they will tweak it.
You brought up a couple of names who we spent a lot of time talking about because there was speculation about Myles Garrett, and there's still been some on Trey Hendrickson, and there were other big names who we thought maybe Peters is going to go after somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's got to go after the scraps. The top guys sign in the first 2 days. That's just the way it works.
Right.
There are still some guys available.
I don't necessarily think you have to have Trey Hendrickson or Myles Garrett to have a great defense.
Here's where you should have confidence in Peters. Is that last year, a lot of people thought that Eckler and Ertz and Wagner were scraps. And he signed those guys, and they all worked out. So, just because a guy doesn't sign for the biggest money doesn't mean a guy can't get signed to come in here and make a big impact on the defense.
Exactly.
Now, if you look at just a comparison of the safeties, they lose Jeremy Chinn, who was the second leading tackler on the team. So I do think that's a big hit. They bring in Will Harris. I watched some of the highlights. Had some big hits.
It's conceivable.
His PFF grade is not as good as Jeremy Chinn. His production is not as good as Jeremy Chinn.
I can make the argument that tackles might be one of the more overrated stats that there are. I can make that argument.
Okay, I can make an argument that it's the most important stat.
Okay, go.
On defense, if you don't have somebody tackling, they're scoring.
Right. When you're a safety and you're gobbling up all the tackles after everybody else whiffed, it's kind of how it's designed. I don't know that that's necessarily a massive. A lot of people can do that. I don't want to say it without knowing, but there are a lot of guys I think that rack up tackle numbers. I want to give you specific names, but I don't want you to throw it in my face and mock me. But there are guys that rack up tackles that aren't necessarily having a massive impact on the game. They're just cleaning up the mess. Because everyone else whiffed. I don't know.
Okay, but you need somebody to do that.
I think it can be an overrated stat. I wish we had Jeremy Chinn. I think this guy will probably, you won't notice a difference.
Do you want a safety who actually is able to make the tackle, or one that might be, how many safeties have we seen here in Washington who took bad angles, who got beaten on runs?
I think Chinn's a good player. I think this kid's probably pretty good too, though. I think it's going to be a wash.
Plus, they're familiar with him. Newmark drafted him when he was with the Lions back in 2019. He's versatile. He can play all over the defense.
I think they know exactly what they're bringing
in. His pass rush grade, according to PFF, was 46 out of 170. His run defense grade, 101st out of 170, whereas Jeremy Chinn was 48th. Jeremy Chinn was a more productive player than Will Harris last year.
Mm-hmm.
Will Will Harris be able to duplicate what Jeremy Chinn did? Maybe, but that's why I would say that I think the defense is worse.
Might be, but it's also a cost-cutting move. They didn't want to spend $8 million a year on Jeremy Chinn.
Well, it's not just a cost cut to hide the money like the learners or something. It's a cost-cutting move so that they can then use that money elsewhere.
Right. It gives you flexibility.
Right.
I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah. I'm just defending this group until proven otherwise. And then I will destroy them.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Do you think the defense has gotten better or it's worse? Just looking at the early poll results, and you can vote at Junks Radio, only 30% are voting that they got better. Mm-hmm. I made it a binary choice. You can say it's a wash. I don't know if it's a wash. I think they're slightly worse. But maybe Kinlaw will do something which Jonathan Allen couldn't do. You know, we talked yesterday about the elephant end that Quinn used in Seattle, and maybe that's what they envision for Kinlaw, that some of these people that look at film say. Maybe that's the case. I mean, there's a reason they picked him up.
Yeah, I just don't think that it's as simple as, well, they really just effed up. And I just don't think it's that simple.
No, but sometimes guys get better offers.
I think it's kind of coordinated.
They might have tried to bring back Jeremy Chinn. And he just got a better offer and said, see ya.
I totally agree. And so they went to the next guy.
And by the way, the end.
But that doesn't mean the next guy is going to be worse.
But right now, why I do think the defense is worse, we're only bringing that up. Dante Fowler was their leading sack guy. They haven't re-signed him yet. Mm-hmm. He seems unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that he's going to sign elsewhere. Maybe he will come back.
If he hasn't signed yet, that tells me his market is tepid at best.
Well, his market is maybe not what he thought.
Right. Yeah. So if that's the case, then
Peters... There's always room for a guy with 10 sacks.
100%. So Peters now can, on Thursday or Friday, reach out to his representation and say, I don't see the offers coming in that you guys expected. You have a landing spot back here with Washington.
Yeah, I told you yesterday.
We'll give you a pay bump, a little one, but come back.
I don't even think he needs to do that. I think whatever he offered, because I'm assuming they probably offered Fowler something before free agency.
I would think.
Because you could talk to your guys first, right? So that's why they locked up Ertz, and they locked up Wagner, and they locked up some of these guys before free agency. I'm assuming they don't need to reach out to Fowler. Fowler can come back to them with the same offer. All right, let's go to the phones. Do you think the defense has gotten better or worse?
Javon in Rockville. Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Every move that they made was a wash move. Like you guys just said, the Jeremy Chinn and Will Hurts, they look like similar players. I couldn't say which one is better. The Kinlaw moves is a wash. So with Jonathan Allen, he might be better because he's younger. He's more active. But all the moves that they've been making right now has been wash moves. But I will have to lean with you guys and say slightly worse because we haven't attacked the positions, the two main positions that we need to attack, and that's edge rush. And we only got two corners, I believe, signed on the roster.
What if their first round pick is an edge rusher? Or vice versa, and their second round picks
I'm
a corner.
Cool with that.
Then would you say, okay, they addressed it, or would you say, no, not good enough?
Absolutely, because it's a ton of pass rushes in this draft.
Right.
But I just would think being we're in a weird spot, Junks, because we were so far off, so many holes. We had the worst roster in the playoffs last year, but we made it to the NFC Championship one game away from the Super Bowl. So it's kind of like you're so far away, but you was a contender. So you have to prepare this year like a contender. So I was expecting more professionals and not depend on rookies. So as a pass rush, I thought they will attack that already in free agency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So the other thing is they're not going to have many picks.
Miles Garrett was off the board. He resigned. They're never going to get him. It was impossible to get him.
Right.
Did he even resign?
Not yet.
All right,
he hasn't been traded.
So listen, guys, I'm so loving the Tunsil pick, but I would have thought, we would have sent that to Trey Hendrickson because that's a dying need. But I'm not mad at the protecting our gym. But it was just like, okay, it's a lot of pass rushes coming out of this draft. So I'm not mad if they just sit back and draft a DN. But when it comes to that cornerback position, man, it was some corners out there that I felt like, you know, but I like everybody said, like,
they're all gone.
Do you think
all the top corners are gone?
Do you think that they're going to basically run it back with the same guys, which is what JP's accused them of?
Absolutely not. Like, absolutely. BSJ is gone. Nick Mobley, however you say his name, I don't think. Like, them guys are just glue guys for real. And all you got is Lattimore and Mikey Samuelsdale. You know what I'm saying? So you need about three corners. So I thought they would address corner and then still draft for depth. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's another name still out there. It's Alexander from the Packers. I just thought that they would get, you know what I'm saying, be a little bit more aggressive. All the moves besides the offensive lineman move that they made was wash moves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Javon, thank you for your call. Thank you. I actually agree with a lot of what you said.
Look,
thank you.
When I say they're running it back, I'm not saying all the guys. But the main players on defense, they're running it back. And they're not bringing anybody in that's like a super impactful player. Because if you bring in a corner, look, this is just one guy's list. But the top five corners are all gone. All right? So you can pick up one of the lesser guys.
Those guys get picked through early.
Right. And the same thing for the edge rushers. You can go through the top edge guys. They're all off the board. So in terms of free agency, did they get better on defense? I don't think so. Because Josh Sweat, who we talked about, gone. Hassan Reddick, gone. Khalil Mack, gone. Malcolm Coates, gone. You can just keep going down the list. Chase Young. We talked about Chase Young. He signed a big contract.
I'm still amazed by the numbers that he got from the Saints.
All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. Want to hear from you. Your take. Has the Commanders' defense gotten better or worse after 2 days of free agency? 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on The Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 days into free agency, we're talking about the Commanders and what they've done. Of course, they made some big splash moves during this offseason with Deebo Samuel and then the trade for Laremy Tunsil. But on defense, we're wondering, have they gotten better? 800-636-1067. I don't think so. And we're not spending enough time talking about our guy. I'm pointing to, if you're watching on TV, I'm pointing to the jersey of Jonathan Allen, and there might be some bias here, but beyond production on the field, and you could say that his production slipped from where he peaked and was making the Pro Bowl, he's a super team leader and good guy. Like, I'm not saying they're devoid of those type of players,
yeah.
But like, he was the guy that was kind of getting the defense all fired up. And I know there's other guys that can do that.
Always a professional, just a great vet, team first guy. And
I think that's
turn.
A loss.
I mean, it hurts some, but like you mentioned, they've got Bobby Wagner in that locker room. They've got Zach Ertz. They've got, you know, really good leadership there. They have good young leadership in Jaden Daniels. They've got leaders all over that.
I like the leadership, but we had the leadership of John and Duron and Chase and Montez, and that leadership got us only so far. It's time to break up the duo. They broke up the foursome. Now they're breaking up the duo. It's not particular to John. They could have moved Duron. Pick your guy.
They probably would have preferred to move Duron because he makes more money.
They're
but
virtually
tougher.
Interchangeable, in my opinion. I don't think it's going to end up being a massive loss in the locker room. Just like I don't believe, again, I'm speaking out of my butt, but my instinct is that when John went down, the team didn't go in the toilet. When John went down and he was out with injury, it's not because John went down, but they still found a way to thrive.
And I don't mind Adam Peters playing a bit of the waiting game. He's testing out the market to see whose value is going down and who he can get at a good price. Like, Za'Darius Smith was released by the Lions. I mean, you could bring him in on a one-year deal, and he should give you 8 or 9 sacks.
No, there's some guys out there. Like,
the game he's playing right now.
We talked about this during the break. I'm looking at one ranking, and the top 6 edge rushers are gone. But at number 7 is a guy who played for the Giants, Azeez Ojulari.
Ojulari, yeah. And he's a young...
He had 6 sacks last year.
He's 25. Like, maybe that's a guy that Peters thinks with more playing time and a bigger role, maybe he gets you 8 or 9 sacks.
If you want to name, DeMarcus Lawrence is available, but he's 33 coming off of Liz Frank. Joey Bosa already signed with the Bills.
He got a 1-year deal for $12.5 million.
The next highest guy on this list is Dante Fowler.
Right.
So you can run it back. Run it back with Fowler and Farrell and... That's what you do. All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right.
Some people may disagree. I think I'm with Cakes. Worse, but just slightly worse right now.
Somebody sent me the stat, and I haven't dug in on all of these, but that Harris's coverage, you mentioned the tackling, but his coverage numbers were markedly better than Chin's.
I don't think it was markedly, on PFF, he may have different numbers on PFF. I don't think there was a dramatic difference on coverage, and Chin was the higher graded player overall.
I used the word marked. He said better. Will Harris's coverage numbers are much better than Chin's. In 2024, Will Harris, the completion percentage, 65.8, yards per completion, 11.6. Quarterbacks, I guess, threw for 79% quarterback rating. Chin, the completion percentage against him, much higher, 73.6. Yards per completion, marginally higher. Chin gave up 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. Harris gave up 0.
I saw that tweet.
He may not have been on field as much.
I saw that tweet. I don't have that verified. I have the PFF numbers in front of me. And this, look, that's PFF's coverage grade was higher for Jeremy Chin. Their run grade was higher for Jeremy Chin.
Again, it's Adam Peters.
Their pass rush grade was higher for Will Harris, but that's a safety
in
and pass
instance,
rush.
Peters is choosing to spend half the money.
Yes.
And he hopes he gets better than half the production when he brings in Harris instead of Chin.
All right, let's go to Paul in Centerville. Paul, what's up?
Paul, what do you think?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Listen, there's a lot of overreaction happening with the defense. I think it's going to be fine. A year ago today, okay, having Javon Kinlaw in the mix add something that we did not have. I think we are overestimating what Jonathan Allen's contribution was last year. He played in barely a third of the games.
He played eight
games.
So
having Kinlaw plus Newton in his second year plus Payne is a better, much better defensive tackle rotation than what we had last year, okay? Now think about the secondary. This time last year, who did we have in the secondary? We had Forbes. We had BSJ. I mean, are you kidding me? The fact that we have Lattimore now, who's going to have a full camp, a full preseason to be our CB1, plus we know Sandra still can play out there. Our cornerbacks are far better today than they were last year today a year ago. The Will Harris pickup, like you guys were saying, he's a coverage safety. Okay, what these guys have done is they saw what they put together in year one of this defense, and they're making the adjustments they know that they have to make to get better. Now, you know, Chin is better in the box, absolutely. But, it's not like we lost prime Rod Woodson, okay?
No, but look, this team was second to last against the run. Have they gotten better at stopping the run? Maybe with Kinlaw.
Maybe with Kinlaw.
I understand that, but we're talking about the moment right now. And the top guys are off the board, and they don't have as many draft picks, EB. Now,
I would say the
Cakes
big name
said
guys,
they're trade
the
down.
Big name guys might be off the board.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean second, the best fit guys.
Second worst against the run. It's a low bar, guys, okay? So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be improvement. Here's the big hole that's there right now. It's the edge. It's the pass rusher.
And we've
right?
been talking about that, Paul. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
We've been talking about that. That's why maybe they're going to bring Dante Fowler back.
They need to address the pass rush, whether it's by signing a free agent, in the draft. I think multiple pieces. I don't think it's just bring back Fowler and things are solved. I think you need another piece there, too.
People want it both ways. They want to criticize you when you sign a big free agent because you want to build through the draft. And then when you don't sign a big free agent, then they say you got worse.
Well, that's the case sometimes.
It's incomplete grade.
Okay.
Let's see what they do. If they don't draft a top edge rusher, if they don't draft another corner that they expect to be a key contributor, then I would say, yeah, they botched it. But it's just way too early to say they're going to run it back with the same guys.
It's the free agency. You're not if you're not going to have grading, we're just going to wait until the season starts.
You can grade
the moves. It's not a complete grade until the season starts.
You can grade the moves, but you can't say overall they've gotten worse.
Well, the defense at this moment, in my opinion, is slightly worse.
Well,
Cakes believes it's slightly worse.
They're lining up about 8 guys, so yeah, it's
but
worse.
I realize they're not done yet.
Right.
There's still a lot of holes to fill. Adam Peters is going to work the fringe of the free agency market and sign some more guys. It's not time to panic in mid-March.
I'll panic if they don't address some of these big needs early. And I'm not talking about like a 6-round throwaway pick.
Well, they don't have many early picks.
I think that they will trade down and get a few more in the top 100. Let's go to Greg in D.C. Greg, what's up?
Hey, I think the grade is incomplete. because we can all speculate. We don't know how they're going to use these particular players. Kinlaw is not a replacement for John Allen based on the money. He signed for $7 million in the first year. And it's a three-year deal, but it's set up like a two-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Jazon Newton is the replacement for John Allen,
right?
Not Kinlaw.
No, Kinlaw, we understand that.
Right. So Kinlaw may be playing a little bit of in on the rundowns and kick inside mm-hmm. as a rush tackle. So we don't, again, because they did a good job last year of mixing and matching personnel because they didn't have everything. It's kind of going to be the same thing this year because they couldn't address – you can't address everything. So I think we got to allow the coaches to coach and allow them to put the players in the best position. They did the same thing last year with the free agency. They didn't become really busy until after the first 2 days when the market came down. Then they start picking players.
Right.
You know, just like Chin. Chin was an average player that – they put him in a system, and he flourished. All right, but he had holes in his game as well.
Sure.
So again, so we gotta let the coaches coach, and not let that's
one of the best calls of the week, maybe one of the best calls of the year. Just very rational.
Hey, weren't we gonna do the caller of the year bit?
Huh?
Whatever happened to that? There was one week when I feel like Drab said, okay, this is the caller of the week.
Yeah,
Greg, you're a candidate.
It slipped through the cracks. Well, thanks, Greg.
You know what? Caller of the month. We should do a caller of the month.
Yeah. All right. I'll write it down, but I'll probably forget by tomorrow. All right, who's up next?
We were all supposed to go dumpster diving over the weekend, too. I'm guessing nobody was crawling through dumpsters looking for stuff that TJ Maxx threw out.
Let's go to Little in D.C.
What's up, Little?
Man, let me say this. Thank you for taking my call, Junks. Hey, look, man, here's the situation. Chin Hendricks was, man, taking bad angles. We can't say it's too early to say whether we got better or worse. What I can say, we got quicker.
Mm-hmm.
This kid Harris, man, he covered, man, like he attached to you, man, like a leech. And the thing about Chin is that, man, when you got a running back, man, all tight end, to get upfield on a slap pass, the box safety supposed to get to you before you get 5 to 10 yards. Chin problem was he tried to make a tackle when the tight end 15, 20 yards downfield. So we can't say we got worse or better. What we can say, we got quicker. And one other thing, like this last caller was saying, the kid, man, Kayvon, we got from the Jets, man, he got arms like a damn tight end. So you gotta put him on the end, and then I look at what Peters did last year, fellas. We got John Baptiste. We got players last year, man, that we kept under bonded. Center at tight end. You gotta look at what he did in last year's draft. That's why he ain't really tripping. He ain't really worried about this picks, man. And look, we got Judon still out there. We wanna go get somebody, we can bring Fowler back. But here's the key, fellas. We got quicker.
I hope so.
Right. I love it.
Thank you. Right, thank you for the call.
Why do man, I know? Tomorrow, we got quicker to the ball, gentlemen.
Hey, Little, let me ask you a question. How big are you? What about 6'5", 400 pounds or something?
I'm 6'2", 230.
Okay.
Look, I'll stay in champ. I'm playing the fitness down Chinatown because, you know, when I leave work, I walk right across the street and get my workout in.
Right. I believe
it. I'm 63, and I average 200 to 300 pull-ups a week.
I believe.
Wow. He's on his grind.
There ain't nothing little about little. I know that.
Get them pull-ups in, man. Eat your beats, man. That's the key.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Get your pull-ups in.
Thank you.
Dumb story, but during COVID, when we were doing our shows from home, I had a pull-up bar, and I decided one day I was going to do pull-ups every commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
So I cranked out. Now I didn't do 200. Who knows how many pull-ups I did. The next day, my shoulder felt like it was going to fall off.
Sure it did.
Because I got banged up shoulders. Hey, let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Michael Phillips joins us, host of MP on the Mic on 910 The Fan in Richmond. So there's a little advice. This from the New York Post, Cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On how to better your marriage, how to save your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the tip?
A bathroom divorce, Cakes.
Ooh. So does that mean just I would use a bathroom and my wife would use a separate bathroom? Is that the deal?
I think so. So I don't know how yours works. My bathroom has two sinks.
Mm-hmm.
Same. You have two sinks?
Yep, same.
I have out. I have my toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a little cup. I've got my razor. That's in a little cup.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the counter is all my wife's stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, guys are savages. We don't need a lot. Like you mentioned, you need a toothbrush, toothpaste. I mean, I use a razor very sparingly. And, you know, my wife has a bunch of hair products, beauty products. That's just, I think that's the dynamic in everybody's bathroom.
The other side of this is, you know, this article is about, it kind of features the woman saying that her husband's disgusting in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I could certainly see where that's the issue. Where women are dainty and guys are, let's be honest, guys are just like gorillas in a bathroom where we're gross and disgusting, whereas women generally are not.
Yeah, but
and let's be honest, we make bigger messes than our wives do.
Although I mean,
it's not even close.
I'll say this, and my wife maintains this. Now I've maybe in three times in my life been like in a women's bathroom when I walk in by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see it a little bit more now with this whole unisex bathroom stuff, which, by the way, I hate, and this is why I hate it. Women are kind of monsters with all of their sanitary stuff mm-hmm. that they have to deal with.
Sure.
Some of them, they're not all neat and tidy like your wife and my wife mm-hmm. and you know, everyone. They're not all like that.
Some can be slobs.
They're monsters.
Sure.
And it could be, I don't want to gross people out. It could be very gross in a woman's bathroom. Trust me.
Can't recall being in one for a long time.
You can see it in a unisex bathroom.
I've never really seen it.
I mean, I've been in a unisex bathroom.
About to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They only have one bathroom. Like a sandwich shop,
yeah.
A lot of times has one bathroom.
Sometimes,
it's male,
yeah.
Female, and this is a regular. I haven't seen it. I just think it depends on what you're like, right? Like my wife has all the stuff in it and starts creeping over mm-hmm. to my side,
mm-hmm.
you know, or face washes
sure.
and things like that that none of us use, and I'm kind of OCD or like to be clean. Like it bothers me. Like, let me have my one sink nice and clean. I got my toothbrush. I got my razor. It's pretty much all I need. I like it nice and clean.
JP, I feel like you'd be a great candidate for this because I think you are a neat freak
mm-hmm.
a little
yeah.
bit.
If I had a separate space, that would be great. But I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess I could use.
Could you banish
the guest bathroom?
I was gonna say, could you banish her to the guest bathroom?
Nah, she wouldn't want to do that.
JP would probably go to the guest bathroom.
Or JP's the guest bathroom guy.
Yeah, but the guest bathroom is also Dylan, and we don't have like a guest house. It's Dylan's bathroom. It's Isabella's bathroom.
That's
the guest bathroom.
I just think. I mean, I don't know. I missed the beginning of this because I was in the bathroom. No, I think part of a split bathroom situation might be helpful. It's gross watching each other take a poop.
What?
Did you bring that up?
I've been married almost 30 years.
You're laying in bed and you see your wife's feet and then you hear a sound that's horrific.
You don't have multiple sets of doors between you and your wife going
multiple,
into the bathroom?
Absolutely, multiple, but not time.
I'm guessing your wife, so you hear it. Does she not run a fan?
We have a fan.
My wife, I've never heard her go to the bathroom without running the fan.
We have a fan.
I'm a big fan of the fan.
And when my wife has to do a certain thing that women should never do, she closes the door.
Right.
But you still know what's going on.
Of course you know what's going on.
You know what I do often? I do this out of courtesy. I go in the basement because I don't want anybody to be... I warned Valdez. I said, I'm going to... Well, I won't even say what I said.
By the way, on a side, work note, this is tilting me, and I'll clean it up myself if I have to. Can the monsters, whatever monsters work here, that go to the urinal and pick their nose and then wipe what they take out of the nose on the wall?
People do that.
It's been there.
We have a booger wall?
Yeah, it's been there for like a month.
Put on one booger. It's bothering
you? No, multiple. It's multiple.
There's a booger wall.
You think I'm exaggerating? Right. Drab's seen it.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
It's
I mean, what are you guys looking at when you go pee?
Like, Mike Johnson.
You look down all the time?
I want to make sure I don't dribble all over my pants.
I'm actually looking at that hole because I'm always afraid like a cockroach or snake's going to come out.
Well, that's happened before. Cockroaches have come out of that hole before. I'm looking at people's boogers. Well, and it's
take a picture of it and put it on Twitter.
It's disgusting. No, it's too disgusting. It's too gross.
It's gross.
Can those people, whoever
doesn't
is walking,
have to be a close-up.
Whatever Godzilla is roaming these hallways and is doing that, please cease that immediately.
How many do you think there are?
Five.
I know it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Why don't you get one of the paper towels they have there?
I'm lazy. That's why.
I'll do it during the break.
I can do it. Just give me some cleaning supplies. I will clean it. But going forward, please no more of that behavior.
You got to catch the booger boy.
That's reprehensible.
Right, we have a booger boy at Odyssey.
We have a custodian staff. Nobody has to clean boogers off the wall. Bloody burger.
Boogers too?
I know that those people aren't doing it.
I think it's one big mess, but one time somebody just wiped a ton
all
over
the wall. But it should never be there in the first place.
It's disgusting.
It's gross.
On which urinal?
The leftmost.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I'm surprised.
Oh, I see it every time. I can't stop looking at it. It's like driving by a 10-car pileup.
I just get triggered by the graveyard of like cable boxes that they just throw on the wall.
I couldn't care less about that. I walk by that, and it doesn't faze me one iota.
I mean, it doesn't faze me that much, but I'm just amazed.
Yeah, I don't care. Don't care.
You'd think we'd have a supply closet to put things away in, but we just use hallways.
the hallway is your supply closet here at Odyssey.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the Commanders. Michael Phillips, host of MP on the Mic on 910 The Fan in Richmond, will join us, give us his take. Has the defense gotten better? How big of an impact is Deebo Samuel going to be? We'll get into all that next here on The Junkies.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.